Welcome to Atomic Habits by James Clear, a book that will permanently change how you think about self-improvement and why most efforts at change quietly fail. What if the problem is never your motivation, but something far more structural, something hiding in the smallest moments of your day? James Clear, a former college baseball pitcher who rebuilt his entire life after a near-fatal injury, spent years distilling that answer into one of the most practical books ever written on human behavior. Clear opens with a striking case study. British cycling coach Dave Brailsford applied a philosophy called the aggregation of marginal gains, improving every component of performance by just 1%. The results were staggering. The team won 60% of gold medals at the 2008 Beijing Olympics and dominated the Tour de France for years. Small improvements, compounded relentlessly, produce outcomes that feel almost impossible. The math behind this is clarifying. Improving by 1% every day for a year leaves you 37 times better by year's end. Declining by 1% daily, however, leaves you near zero, and the author is careful to stress that compounding cuts both ways. Clear introduces the plateau of latent potential to explain why people quit. He uses the image of an ice cube absorbing heat from 25 to 31 degrees with no visible change, then suddenly melting at 32. The work done in that invisible phase is not wasted. It is essential accumulation, and quitting there is what he calls the valley of disappointment. From this foundation, the author draws a sharp line between goals and systems. Goals are the results you want. Systems are the processes that produce them. Clear argues that winners and losers often share identical goals, so goals alone cannot explain who actually succeeds. The most powerful shift, according to Clear, operates at the identity layer. Instead of saying you want to quit smoking, you become someone who simply does not smoke. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. And accumulated votes reshape your self-image over time. To engineer habits deliberately, the author introduces a four-step loop: cue, craving, response, and reward. The brain automates repeated behaviors, shifting control from the deliberate prefrontal cortex to the automatic basal ganglia, freeing cognitive bandwidth but making habits invisible. From this loop, Clear derives four laws: make the cue obvious, the craving attractive, the response easy, and the reward satisfying, and invert each law to break a bad habit. The first law receives special attention through the habit scorecard, where you write down every behavior in your day and label it positive, negative, or neutral. This mirrors the Japanese railway practice of pointing and calling, which reduces errors by up to 85% by raising unconscious actions to conscious awareness. Clear contends that you cannot modify what you cannot see, and that specifying exactly when and where you will act dramatically increases follow-through. That final insight, specifying when and where, is what Clear calls an implementation intention. Research shows that people who commit to a precise time and place follow through at dramatically higher rates. Ambiguity is where most habits die before they ever begin. Taken together, these ideas reframe habit change entirely. It is not a matter of willpower or character, but of system design. Clear argues that the environment you build around a behavior matters far more than the motivation you feel in any given moment. The compounding logic applies to identity as much as to actions. Each small vote, each repeated behavior, quietly rewrites who you believe yourself to be. Over time, the author contends, your habits are not just things you do, they become evidence of who you are.